fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, my husband and I went to a show at a performing arts center in Durham, North Carolina. We got there early, got our tickets, and headed out to dinner. It was a close-by walk, that's why we got there early, but it was crowded outside the theater, and as we were crossing the street, we thought we saw someone famous. We stopped. We exchanged a look, and Nathan said, "What was that?" Now, I have to pause here and give you a little background. My husband, Nathan, and I were avid Survivor fans. It's a television show, a reality television show, where everyone competes to be the lone survivor, often on a deserted island. Well, we used to watch the show every week, and we knew the drama, the ongoing drama of each character. So, back to my story. Every season had its infamous player. Johnny Fairplay was one of those players, and that's who we thought we saw. But we weren't sure. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been somewhere and you had a brief encounter, or you walk by someone famous, someone who looks like a famous person, and you kind of say, "Was that who I thought it was? Could that have been? Did you see? I think I just saw," fill in the blank. That's a little bit like the gospel story today. We heard it today about Jesus and a woman at the well. The woman is the first witness in all of Samaria. She sees Jesus and tells others about him. Seeing and telling others, that's what witnesses do. But she is an unlikely model for a witness. She's an unlikely witness for 3 reasons. First, she's a Samaritan. Samaritans and Jews were not on speaking terms. They considered each other heretics. They avoided each other and had different ideas about religion and salvation and disagreed where they should worship. Why would a Samaritan be a good witness for Jesus? Second, she's a woman. Women were of a very different social status than men. A woman wasn't supposed to talk to a man, and it was even more inappropriate for a Samaritan woman to talk to a Jewish man. How could a woman be a witness? Third, the Samaritan woman doesn't have a husband or a name. How could someone without a name or a husband be a witness? Those are all reasons why this woman seems a poor choice to tell about Jesus. But maybe the one thing that makes her most unlikely of all, is that she doesn't even understand who Jesus is. Sure, she talks to Jesus. Using words of curiosity and disbelief, she asks him questions that are religiously pertinent. She seems to know her history. She knows about prophecy and the promised Messiah, who will proclaim all things. But she can't make sense out of Jesus. And yet she runs back into town to tell others, so eager that she forgets her water jar. I can picture her knocking on her neighbor's doors and saying, "Hey, come and see. I think I just saw someone really important. Was that who I think it was? Could it have been? I think I just saw, could he be the Messiah? Is that even possible?" She can't articulate who Jesus is, but she just knows. She knows to go and tell. Jesus was standing right in front of her, answering her questions and knowing everything about her and something about living water. She just tells the people in her village, "Come and see for yourselves." Come and see, that's a phrase we can use when we think about our own role in witnessing and inviting. We may see being a witness as a formal thing, only for those who are qualified. You may think you don't, because you don't have the loudest voice or the most articulate explanation of who Jesus is, that you aren't a witness. But witnessing isn't about having a speech planned or a solid, persuasive argument prepared. Just for an example, listen to this story from last week. Last week, I went on a visit to the hospital. And on my way down the hallway, through the mazes, up the elevators, I came across a woman. Our eyes met in the middle of the hallway, and she just started talking to me. This woman, she didn't know me, and I didn't know her, but she was standing there, and she needed to say something to me. She told me about her last few days in the hospital, and I stood and listened. She witnessed to having seen a miracle, and she needed to share it, even if she could not explain. She was a stranger, and I'll never see her again. She was an unlikely witness, standing there in the hospital hallway. We are unlikely witnesses too. We do not have all the answers. We don't understand all the wonders that God does around us. But we are surrounded by each other. We are surrounded by people who are ready to talk and to listen and to witness to one another, however unlikely. You know those moments that I talked about when you say, "Hey, I think there was just a famous person over there." In those moments, we can turn to one another. We do turn to one another. And we ask. We ask the people around us. We check ourselves. We check our perception. We invite one another to believe just a kernel of truth that a small possibility exists. We are unlikely witnesses, and we are witnesses together. Witnessing requires more than one person. It requires a conversation. At the end of the gospel, the Samaritan community comes to see and believe and witness to Jesus as the Savior of the world. It started with an unlikely witness, the Samaritan woman. Her conversation with Jesus and her response to that encounter, which was, "Come and see." It was the beginning of a whole community growing in faith. We do not understand, but God gives us faith, and faith gives us the eagerness to want to go. To want to go and tell people the same. Come and see. In the hospital, at your home, in the grocery store, at the town water well, God is at work in us when we tell others to come and see. We are witnesses to who Jesus is, who God is, active in the world around us. And God moves us to hold out our hands and receive the gift that even the unlikely people get to be God's witnesses and recipients of the good news. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving Jesus, Redeemer of all that is, we remember now that you came to save all the world. We thank you now for your sacrifice for our sins. We need the salvation you bring in so many ways. Lead us in more faithful lives. Open our wills to seek your will. Embolden us to give ourselves in service and love for each other as you have led the way. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord, make your presence known and felt throughout our world. We live in troubled and difficult times for many. Renew us now in hope and strengthen our trust in your care for us all. Make us salt and light for the earth, proclaiming your transforming love through our lives. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God, our thoughts turn to our needs. Help those who struggle in life. Comfort the sick and the sorrowed. Reach in love to those who are poor or hungry or outcast or alone. Be with those who face unknown futures and who don't know where to turn. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O God of mercy, fill us with your Spirit so that we might be merciful with one another. Grant that we might be patient and understanding and loving and kind as we cross the intersections of our lives. Remind us always that we are one in you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
merciful God, receive the sacrifice of our praise and thanksgiving and the offering of our lives, that following in the way of the cross, we may know the joy of resurrection.
Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the God, our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for this world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us again with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayer the song of grateful hearts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.